KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 70 degrees. We do look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again later this afternoon, a high around 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Red Oak Police Tuesday afternoon arrested 36-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. That name sounds familiar. It's because Nelson was also arrested Sunday afternoon for violating a no-contact order, and Monday afternoon on two counts of child endangerment after his children were found in a vehicle while it was 90 degrees outside. Nelson was booked into the Montgomery County Jail Tuesday and held on a $300 bond. One person suffered minor injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic Tuesday morning following a rollover accident off eastbound Interstate 80 just east of the Marnie westbound off-ramp and eastbound on-ramps. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Ryan DeVault told KJAN News the accident remained under investigation.
An elderly male, single vehicle accident. It appeared that he drifted off onto the south shoulder, then overcorrected back towards the median area and rolled over several times in the median, and the van came to rest on its wheels.
Trooper DeVault said the driver was alert and conscious while being transported to the hospital. The driver wasn't sure what happened when he was initially questioned. DeVault said the man was fortunate to come out of the crash with minor injuries, considering it was a multiple rollover accident. The man's name was not immediately available or hasn't been released since. A man who had been riding a motorcycle was found dead Sunday after he crashed on a Pottawatomie County road near the Shelby County line. According to authorities, 56-year-old John Enyart of Kansas City, Missouri, was found near L-34 and Pin Oak Road at around 4:45 p.m. Sunday. Chief Deputy Rob Ambrose with Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department says Enyart had been reported missing Saturday, and he had failed to negotiate a curb while riding his motorcycle. There was no indication of another vehicle or individual being involved. The Pottawatomie County Medical Examiner's Office will perform an autopsy to determine the official cause of death. Enyart was a temporary resident of the area who was working as a contractor. A man from Audubon died from injuries he suffered in a UTV accident that took place around 7:50 p.m. Saturday in eastern Iowa's Poweshiek County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 49-year-old Brian Rustvold of Audubon died in the rollover accident. His wife and passenger, Renee Rustvold, was not seriously injured. The accident happened in rural Montezuma as Brian Rustvold was operating a 2016 Polaris Ranger UTV northbound on Center Point Drive, which is a private roadway at Lake Ponderosa in rural Montezuma. The patrol says he failed to properly negotiate a curve in the road, causing the vehicle to enter into an uncontrolled slide. As the UTV left the west side of the road, the tires caught traction, causing the vehicle to flip onto the driver's side. Brian Rustvold was partially ejected from the machine through its open doorway and became trapped under the roll cage and roof. He was transported from the scene by Montezuma ambulance to Unity Point Hospital in Grinnell, but died on the way. Renee Rustvold was transported to the hospital by private vehicle. The accident remained under investigation, but the patrol says a lack of seatbelt usage, speed, and alcohol consumption prior to the crash appeared to have been contributing factors. Funeral services for Brian Rustvold will be held Saturday in Audubon. The Iowa State Patrol is refusing to release its findings of its investigation into a supervisor whose residency and receipt of $40,000 in relocation benefits were challenged. Patrol spokesman Nathan Ludwig said Tuesday that the investigation into Lieutenant Joel Ehler is completed, but that the findings are completely confidential. Ehler declined comment when contacted at his office in Council Bluffs, where he remains the patrol's district manager. The patrol opened the investigation after an anonymous complaint in May alleged that Ehler didn't fully relocate when he was transferred to Council Bluffs in 2017, as required by department policy. Ludwig pledged then the patrol would investigate the, quote, allegation and all surrounding facts and circumstances. Records obtained by the Associated Press show Ehler received $40,000 in relocation benefits to sell his home in Adel in 2018 and move after the transfer. But instead of moving to Cord Council Bluffs, Ehler began claiming a home in West Des Moines as his home for tax purposes. Ehler told the department that he was also renting a place near Council Bluffs, but the complaint alleged that he wasn't there on weekends as required. In the funeral announcements, Julianne Mortensen, age 76, of Kimbleton, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Julie Mortensen will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Linda Suzanne Heaton, age 70, of Minnesota and formerly of Anita, died June 28th. A celebration of life for Linda Heaton will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Jones Pearson Funeral Home in Park Rapids, Minnesota, has the arrangements. Joanne LaFrenz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Joanne LaFrenz will be Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dale Allen Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June the 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Scotty Peterson, age 55, of Harlan, died June 27th. Funeral services for Scotty Peterson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Brian Rustvold, age 49, of Audubon, died Saturday in rural Montezuma. Funeral services for Brian Rustvold will be this Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Robert Runyon, age 76, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Robert Runyon will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Steve McDermott, age 60, of Creston, died Tuesday at a hospice home in Creston. Funeral services for Steve McDermott will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Creston Community High School. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A mass of Christian burial for Larry Rice will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.